This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. The dramatic announcement by opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett came moments before a midnight deadline and prevented the country from plunging into what would have been its fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will split the job of prime minister in a rotation. Bennett would serve the first 2 years, while Lapid would serve the final two. The historic deal also includes a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, which would make it the first Arab party ever to be part of an Israeli governing coalition. The agreement still needs approval by the Knesset in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and his diverse array of partners will end the record-setting 12-year rule of Netanyahu. President Joe Biden says the United States needs to pull out all the stops to get more people vaccinated in coming weeks as he looks toward a self-imposed July 4th deadline, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His goal is to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day.
We're at 63% of adults with one shot.
So the president's calling June a month of action, highlighting ways of making shots more appealing to those who've resisted them so far. They include free game tickets, free child care, and free beverages.
Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th.
The company says it'll buy everyone 21 and over a round of beer once the 70% goal is reached, part of what the president calls an all-American summer of freedom and joy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The International Labor Organization has launched its new edition of the World Employment and Social Outlook Trends for 2021. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a health crisis, but is also an employment and human crisis that will have long-lasting ramifications.
The report finds the worst affected regions in the first half of 2021 have been Latin America and the Caribbean and Europe and Central Asia. It says global employment is expected to get better in the second half of this year, provided the pandemic does not worsen. Authors of the report warn, without a recovery strategy that specifically targets those groups hardest hit by the pandemic, the inequities that exist in the world will continue to worsen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities fear a major pollution incident as a chemical cargo ship sinks in the waters off Sri Lanka. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite has more.
The Singapore-registered Express Pearl is carrying 25 tons of nitric acid, among other substances. It was at anchor when the fire erupted on May 20th. Authorities have been battling the blaze, with flaming containers seen falling from the ship. The fire is now out, but the salvage company handling the incident says the ship is sinking. Tons of plastic have already swamped the island's coastline and fishing grounds. The government has deployed soldiers to help clean up efforts. It's also banned fishing along about 50 miles of the coast. That affects about 5,600 fishing boats, and experts say it's shaping up to be one of Sri Lanka's worst environmental crises in decades.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. The use of Harmony OS means the company will no longer be wholly reliant on Android. U.S. sanctions banned Alphabet Incorporated's Google from providing technical support to new Huawei phone models and access to Google Mobile Services, the bundle of developer services upon which most Android apps are based. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.